Welcome to the Elks Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, doing some running back combine reactions here. And hopefully I'll be able to give you a little bit more in-depth on this one. Was playing hurt yesterday and actually into this morning. I'm recording this late Sunday night. I was hit with, some stomach bug or something. I literally was mid-podcast and I was like, I got to go lay down. So I was able to get up in the morning and finish it. And then it came out a little bit later. But I was like, I couldn't even concentrate. So we'll come back. We'll flesh out all that stuff. Again, I think quarterback and tight end class, pretty good. Wide receiver, a little bit lackluster. But we'll flesh more of that out in a future time. And I feel better today. So we'll get through that. But I did want to sort of share that anecdote for you there. All right. So a couple of things I think are interesting in this class. I think it's going to be a deeper-ish class down the board, which I think is pretty exciting when you look at some of the, just look at some of the mock draft database stuff, for example. Granted, the mocks isn't, how do I say this? They're not fully fleshed out in terms of their later round stuff. So I like them as a source, they can be a little bit slow, I think, in terms of developing like later on down the board. So again, the sample size isn't huge, so we have to use kind of something. You know, I like grinding the mocks because of the visuals and everything, but I do use NFL mock draft database as, you know, kind of a check on some of the later stuff. I think some initial reactions. Deuce Vaughn, he's at 143 in mock draft database. He's virtually, I think, unusable in Dynasty at this point. There was some interesting production stuff with him, but he's just too small. I mean, he's just too small, would be my big takeaway from him. He came in and had, career rush grade is pretty good. Receiving grade pretty good. Like 96th, 95th percentile. Yards per route run, 88th percentile. 90th percentile for targets per route run. Again, pretty good stuff there. Actually broke tackles at a decent rate, in the like there. So that was fine. But he's just too small, right? He comes in at 5'5", 179. Again, that's... when you look at some of like the... that's like... second percentile weight in terms of running backs recently. The BMI is not terrible. It's at 29, but I just think it's too small. He didn't run. Some of the explosion stuff with him. Vert was 61st percentile, 36th percentile for broad jump. Like, if you're going to be that small, you got to be just an absolute cyborg, and he's not. So I think he's kind of off the list there for me. Deneric Price, Prince, excuse me, out of Tulsa. Comes in actually with the best speed score, 216. And he runs a 4.41. That's good for 114 speed score. So again, that's pretty good. He was outside the top 280 over at Mock Draft Database. So a little bit less of a producer there with him. Very middling rushing and receiving grades, for example, right about the median. Yards per route run, targets per route run, pretty low there for him. Some of the rushing stuff is a little bit better. He was, broke tackles, for example, at like a 72nd percentile, 58th percentile in terms of yards after contact, playing in a smaller conference. So more physical tools than production, which again at the running back position, I think you'd rather lean that way than the other way, right? No physical tools. Like, you'd rather be Deneric Prince than Deuce Vaughn, right? I think that's certainly true. So big and can move. We'll see if it's going to be enough. You know, something on day three, you're kind of hoping, you know, maybe a good landing spot, like round three pick, something like that. Jahmyr Gibbs, he comes in, runs really well, 110 speed score. So that's good. 4.36, again, 199. That's a little light for me. I don't love that. It's a 16th percentile weight. The BMI is okay, 29.3. Again, but that's a little light. I'll be interested to see how the market's going to react to that. I just think it's a little It's a little under what we're hoping for. Overall, though, Gibbs, again, a transfer from Georgia Tech to Alabama. Excellent receiver, right? 99th percentile type receiving score, 2.47 yards per route run. So that really, that does it. You look, that's 97th percentile. He's 94th percentile in terms of targets per route run. So that's some really good stuff. Actually breaks tackles at a decent rate as well. 89th percentile, 72nd percentile in career yards after contact. So pretty good there. Again, you just worry a little bit about the size. He's going to have to be more in the I think he's going to have to win very much in the receiving game and just kind of hope to hold on as a runner. But you like that 4.36. Again, the vert at only 33.5. That's a 34th percentile type outcome. So you don't love that. But again, the speed, good. Right? Receiving ability, good. I just wonder what the overall ceiling will be. I wonder if there's going to be multiple, like day two, if there's going to be multiple second round picks, like what an arbitrage is going to look like with him. I just kind of wonder what the market reacts to his size. It feels a little underwhelming. Bijan Robinson, 108.7 speed score. He jumped 37 inch vert, 124 broad jump. That was good for 80th and 86th percentiles there. So really good across the board. Again, the 108.7 speed score is 84th percentile. So really checks the box as being I wouldn't necessarily consider him an excellent athlete, but very, very good across the board with where he's at. And then you just look at the production. I mean, 99th percentile rushing score. Doesn't get much better than him. Yards per route run, 1.48. His target on 14.1% of his routes. That was good for 77th and 41st percentile, respectively. So checks the box, really, as a receiver. Again, I wouldn't consider him an excellent receiver, but I'd consider him a very good one. And then a very good athlete and an excellent rusher, right? So good combination of skills there. I think he probably locks himself into being the 101 in this class. Next up here, you just keep looking down the line here. Chase Brown was one that came up from really the depths, ran 4.43 at 209. That's good for a 108.5 speed score, 83rd percentile. Vert, 94th, and broad jump, 93rd percentile. So those are 40 and 127 inches combined there. So that's some really excellent explosive stuff at 209. You really like that. When you look at his where he was coming into the week, 108, so right on that round 2-3 turn, right? That's about 105 is usually when you include all the comp picks. It's 105, 104, 106, depending on how many comp picks. And I think there's at least one pick forfeited this year, so it's right around the line. I would imagine this helps his case to potentially move up into day two. Devon Arshane out of Texas A&M, 188. He runs 4.32 with a vert of 33. That 33 is good for 28th percentile. The 40 times, awesome. That's a 98th percentile, and he is a 99th percentile, actually, and he is a speed score of 108 at 83rd percentile. And so, but again, 188, you got to be a little careful on that, right? Checks all the boxes, right? That's kind of what you need if you're going to be undersized. You have to basically check the explosive boxes with the speed there. And you know, so he didn't really do it with the vert, but he does it with the speed, right? That'll get you in the conversation. The rushing score, 99th percentile in college, 70th percentile receiving score, 1.15 yards per route run in college. That's a 61st percentile score. You know, actually broke tackles at a decent rate as well. Yards after contact was good. So yeah, I mean, we'll see here. I'm interested to see what his market is. Again, these undersized guys scare me a little bit. He was 61st. He was behind. He's basically the running back four running back three or four, kind of consensus with a big tier break after him. I just, like, you don't really, I don't know, I don't love seeing guys that small, right? I love the speed. I don't love seeing guys that small. So we'll have to see sort of how he unfolds. But that's going to be more of a receiving-centric type profile. We'll see how that is responded to here in the NFL. Tyon Evans out of Louisville, he ran 4.52 at 225, so that's moving 107.8 for him, 82nd percentile of the vert, only 7th percentile with 30.5, so don't necessarily love that. It's more of like a long speed, less explosion type profile there in terms of if you're thinking how that kind of speed blends there. He, in terms of his numbers, pretty lackluster as a receiver. The rush grade was like 79th percentile, 8th percentile receiving score. So not a ton there in terms of his usage in the receiving game. So a little bit of cause for concern there with his profile, but an interesting player with that size-speed combination. Keep going down the line here with some additional guys. Evan Hull was one that I found super interesting kind of coming in. I was like, I kind of wonder where he's going to find himself athletically. When you looked at some of the numbers there with him, he was more of a receiving-centric guy, 43rd percentile rush grade, 84th percentile receiving score, again, at 1.56 yards per route run. That was good for 81st percentile in college. Targeted 21.5% of his routes, 87th percentile. So again, that's good. The broken tackle rate is actually pretty good as well, 87th percentile there. Some of the yards after contact stuff, again, above average, sort of checking the box. And breaking tackles, you sort of like all that. His grade didn't match that. However, he comes in and at 209, runs 4.47. That's good for a 104.7 speed score. You'll take that. I actually found some of the jump stuff in the other stuff here as well. Pretty interesting. He goes with a 80th percentile vert, 82nd percentile broad jump, only 25th percentile in terms of the speed score, but 77th percentile in three cone. So really across the board, pretty darn good for 209. That's an exciting layout there for his profile. And I'll be interested, again, that's his three cone over expectation was 72nd percentile. So again, really good there across the board with how he comes in overall testing. And again, he was kind of in that round. He was kind of in that round 4 or 5 range of the mock draft databases. So we'll kind of watch and see if maybe he kind of, you know, early day three. Is that sort of in the range for him? Again, I like the receiving centric stuff there. He's big enough to run, but I kind of like that blend of a profile, especially if it's going to be that cost. Zach Charbonnet was one that I think some people had a little bit of questions on coming in. I think he largely checks the boxes. 214 like that, 4.53 like that. It's a 101 speed score. You'll take it. 37-inch vert, 122 broad. Those are good for 79th and 77th percentile, respectively. So, again, he was one that could have came out last year. Chose not to. A little bit of an underwhelming receiving profile with his 34th percentile yards per route run, 35th percentile targets per route run, that negative split, you never like that. That's good for a 62nd percentile PFF grade, but 94th percentile PFF rush grade. Didn't break a ton of runs, which is probably one of the big causes of concern there. Yards after contact was 72nd percentile, but only 10%, only 19.3% of his yards were actually deep yards. That's a pretty low number there, respective to the class. So that's one of the, I think, the concerns you'd have about him. Does he kind of have that big playability? That was something he shows as lacking in the some of the stats. And again, so he'll kind of put himself in that, right? He was kind of in that consensus, 3-4 spot there with Devin Arshane. I think he'll he'll potentially stay there, right? I think he's probably good for a day two pick, and you'll just kind of hope that you can maximize some of that receiving stuff with him. It might be like good enough, right? Good. You kind of want the other side of which he's really good as a receiver, but good enough as a runner. So again, this is maybe a little bit more of a cap ceiling type profile just on the initial look. Roschon Johnson was one that actually when I went on with Matt Kelly, he was really excited about. 219 out of Texas. He's Bijan Robinson's running mate. 4.58 40, a little bit underwhelming. Vert was 31.5. Broad was 122. That's a 99.5 speed score. The vert was 12th percentile, 77th percentile there, and the broad jump. And basically no one did agility tests. Only a couple guys did agility tests. So maybe we'll get some more of that data as the off season goes along. But no three cones and short shuttles outside of Evan Hall and Sir Roderick Thompson, who I'm pretty sure would wish that he had not done those. Tank Bigsby runs 4.56 at 210. It's a 97th percentile speed score, so that's a bit underwhelming. 22nd percentile vert, 57th percentile broad jump, so a little underwhelming there for him. He coming into this was 117 overall in the on the consensus big board. So again, that seems about right. Just kind of looking at the guys maybe moving up, moving down, like he seems to kind of fit right around in that range. So he was a name that was, I think, day two common projection, like a year ago, but it's kind of slipped a little bit. Rushing grade really good at 95th percentile, however, only a 12 percentile receiving grade at 0.86 yards per route run on his career. That's like 35th percentile. So you don't love that. And he has a negative split there with his targets per route run as well. You don't love that, how that's all split, but breaks tackles at a decent rate. So more of a runner with not a ton of receiving chops. Again, that's not really the split that you want. So we'll see where he goes and what that looks like. But that almost looks more like, is he almost like a Zamir White type profile where he comes in and people like him as kind of an injury away type or someone that looks like he could take the job, of an incumbent that not a lot of people like, right? He's got that some of that Debbie residual to him. We'll have to watch how that unfolds. Some additional ones here kind of fall off the radar here. Cameron Peoples out of App State, 217, so you like that. However, 4.61, that's a 96 speed score. That's good for 41st percentile. He jumped pretty well, 80th percentile vert, 70th percentile broad jump. He had an extremely limited receiving profile in college, 0.29 yards per route run, 6.5 targets per route run. Again, that's pretty dismal. Bottom three, bottom two percentile type outcome. So the rushing pretty good, broken tackles, yards after contact, all that's decent, but a very low receiving profile. So you wonder really what the ceiling is on a situation like that. It kind of profiles as a bit of a like plodding non-receiving profile. Some other guys here, Tavion Thomas, 237 out of Utah. He ran 4.74. That's a 94 speed score. Not good there. Kenny McIntosh out of Georgia ran 4.62 at 204. That's an 89 speed score. So kind of plays himself out of relevance there. Sir Roderick Thompson out of Texas Tech ran 4.67 at 207. So that's an 87 speed score. So pretty shoddy performance there. And again, he went like low as well in terms of the In terms of like the speed score and the three cone or the short shuttle and the three cone drill as well. So not super optimistic about his future there, given his pretty limited testing profile. Some guys who did not test that I'm interested in specifically. I'm interested in what Sean Tucker does. He came in at 207, so a little light. I'd expect him to be like 215. So 207's, I think, okay. It's a little bit lighter than you want to be, but if he can test well, which I think he can, he has some sprinter stuff in his back background. You're hopeful for. So that's really I think the big name of guys that didn't test, and you're kind of hopeful that he can put together some nice performance in his pro day. Tajay Spears from Tulane as well. He had a 39 vert 125 broad jump, so that's like 93rd and 88th percentile type performances. And he hasn't run yet, so we'll see with his Tulane data what that looks like. But that's an interesting profile, at least there with him. And then you look, he was a pretty good runner, 93rd percentile PFF grade, 77th percentile receiving grade. He was good for 1.43 yards per route run, 16% of his routes he was targeted on, 76th and 56th percentiles respectively there. So decent start to his pre-draft process. He's firmly in that late day two, sort of early day three type profile there. Dwayne McBride as well as another one who an outstanding rushing score in college. He weighed in at 209 but did not otherwise test. So we'll have to watch for how he shapes up and what he could potentially offer when he does his full pro day testing at UAB. So that's pretty much the rundown there. Again, I would say if I had to give you kind of an overall summary, right, a synopsis, if you will, of the weekend, it's a pretty good quarterback class. I think there'll be three and a half would probably be an over-under on top 10 quarterbacks selected. There's a reasonable chance that goes over. I think probably the least likely one to go is Will Levis, but I could see him. I still think he has a chance to go one overall. So like that wouldn't shock me. It's not what I would do, but it wouldn't shock me. Again, I'm pretty encouraged by C.J. Stroud. I think the Anthony Richardson pick is a fascinating one from just a team building perspective from the NFL. I think my approach to this, typically what my approach is to every year, is like not take the first one, but take like the second or third, fourth one. Right. You know, we've done that historically, right? Instead of taking Tua or instead of taking Burrow, you could take Herbert and be, plus, right? You could have taken, you could have traded out of the Burrow or one of those higher picks and taken Herbert, and Justin Jefferson, right, in that class. So I think those things are what we're going to try and do. I don't think it's going to be the same depth of wide receiver class. Again, that'll be something we'll watch for and the outcomes in the next coming weeks or so for our mock draft data. So that'll pretty much do it here for this edition. In the coming days, we'll finish up our run through on our tiers. Receivers, tight ends, and then we will cover free agency as well. And then really it'll be on to draft coverage, like a solid 40-day or so sprint of draft coverage. We'll have dozens of draft profiles, and we'll get you all that stuff up to date. We'll be ready to go by the time the draft rolls around. So that'll do it here for this edition. And until next time, continue embrace the variance. We'll talk again very soon.